This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. A World Wildlife Conference is underway in Geneva. A major agenda item is the fate of the world's endangered species. United Nations Environment Program Executive Director Inger Andersen says the rate of wildlife extinction is accelerating.
The science of species loss is something that we need to focus on, because we are losing species at a rate never seen before. The population of mammals, reptiles, amphibians, birds, and fish fell by over 60% between 1970 and 2014.
Another day of demonstrations and division in Hong Kong today. School teachers marched in support of pro-democracy activists who have been staging protests for almost 3 months against police brutality. Across Victoria Harbour, a pro-government rally called for an end to the often violent protests. More anti-government marches are scheduled through the weekend in China's semi-autonomous territory. Last weekend's demonstration at Hong Kong Airport continued for days, shutting down one of the world's busiest air travel hubs, sparking clashes between activists and riot police. A week after the fact, it is now official. Jailed American billionaire Jeffrey Epstein took his own life. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
The 66-year-old financier accused of sex trafficking was found dead in his New York jail cell last Saturday. Now the medical examiner's office has released a statement saying the autopsy and other evidence confirmed Epstein hanged himself at the federal jail. He had been placed on a suicide watch last month after he was found on his cell floor with bruising on his neck, but that watch had been lifted. The attorney general says Epstein's death remains under investigation. I'm Jackie Quinn.
To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also an easy-to-use VOA News mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. India has begun restoring telephone service in Kashmir. The Indian-controlled Muslim section of the disputed Himalayan region has been under lockdown since early this month, when New Delhi deployed tens of thousands of additional troops to Kashmir as it cut off landlines, mobile phones, and the internet and stripped the Muslim majority of its autonomy. The UN Security Council has held a private meeting to discuss India's decision to revoke Kashmir's special status, which has escalated tensions with rival Pakistan. VOA's Margaret Bashir reports from the United Nations.
After appeals from Pakistan, Permanent Council member China requested the meeting. Beijing's new UN envoy, Zhang Jun, said afterwards that India's decision has changed the status quo in Kashmir and caused tensions in the region.
China is deeply concerned about the current situation and opposes any unilateral action that complicates the situation.
Kashmir has been a regional flashpoint for decades. Nuclear powers India and Pakistan have fought several wars over the disputed territory since they both gained independence from Britain in 1947. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Thousands of international travelers at U.S. airports were hit by a nationwide computer outage of border processing systems Friday. It lasted several hours. Micah Lillard is a spokesman for the Washington Airports Authority.
The computer system that Customs and Border Protection uses to admit international travelers into the country had an issue, and that affected their ability to process passengers at Dulles International Airport, as well as several others around the country.
On an average day, Customs and Border Protection processes more than 350,000 air passengers. The new top-ranking U.S. intelligence official, Joseph McGuire, is promising that America's intelligence agencies will be undeterred in their work. A day earlier, McGuire's predecessor, Daniel Coats, and his top deputy, Sue Gorton, had left after resigning. Acting Director of National Intelligence McGuire said he is focused on leading the intelligence community and providing critical information in support of the nation's security. Iconic American film actor Peter Fonda has died of respiratory failure tied to lung cancer. Fonda was best known for the counterculture classic Easy Rider. He passed away at his home in Los Angeles. Peter Fonda was 79. U.S. President Donald Trump has met with his national security team at his vacation home in New Jersey to discuss the ongoing negotiations with the Afghan Taliban. The meeting came amid reports that both sides are close to striking a deal that would decide the future of U.S. troops in Afghanistan after almost 19 years of conflict. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA1, the Voice of America.